This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. It's Thursday. Actor Alan Cummings, Jay, has been fighting for a long-lost co-star in Hollywood. He spent years searching for the missing chimpanzee named Tonka. Remember him from The Good Wife? I like him, frankly. He's been around a lot.
Yeah, Alan Cumming is an incredible actor, and he formed such a great relationship with Tonka, who was a toddler back when they were filming Buddy, and he was also used in George of the Jungle. And then it just kind of disappeared, and Alan Cumming started working with Save the Chimps and was like, I wonder where Tonka went. And the owners of Tonka had said he died. Well, that was a lie, because he eventually found Tonka chained up in a basement.
Oh.
And he was able to rescue him, get him over to the people which saved the chimps. He is living a wonderful life, and he has just been working to save all the chimps.
What motivated him?
His relationship with Tonka. Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
He felt so passionately about his relationship with Tonka when they were filming Buddy.
Ah, he was in the movie. That's right, too.
Yeah, and then he wanted to do other things. And then in recent years, he was like, because he'd been looking for Tonka. He could never find him. And he wants to point out, too, that these are working animals. And then all of a sudden, they just fall off the map. And nobody really knows where so many of them are going.
Yeah, right. So anyway, there's he believed in his ability. See, this is a great example of you or any of us believing in our abilities. You have a mission. You have an idea. You want to do something, and you put your mind to it, and you can get it done. And that's what he did, and that's what happened. So believe in yourself. Believe in your ideas. Believe in your mission. Bet on you. Invest in you. Have faith in your ability. And this, again, is a great example. I'm going to find this little buddy of mine. Not as the last thing I do, but I'm going to do it. And he got the resources, put the resources together. Good for him. All right, time for us to do a little updating here when it comes to the storm. I say that advisedly. Well, it's no longer Category 4. It's Category 1. John Harper runs WMEL on the Space Coast. Longtime participant in all the goodies that come from Good Day, right? Isn't that right, John? The goodies that come from Good Day.
All of those gems that date back about 30 years. That's right.
Right. Okay, so let's move into today's gem. I promised the audience that you'd come in and bring us up to date. It looks like the storm didn't kind of do what we thought it was going to do yesterday. It just stopped, or was only moving at, 8 or 9 miles an hour. So where is it now?
Right now, the remnants of the storm are basically right over the Space Coast and moving into Volusia County, which is Daytona Beach. We had here on the Space Coast, where I'm at, over 13 inches of rain. Many other areas were recording anywhere from 12 to 18 inches. And Doug, mass flooding has now been taking place. Flood warnings are in effect, and people are having to be rescued by airboats and any means possible. It has turned pretty ugly on top of the destruction that was caused by the wind and, of course, the rain. For my particular area here on the Space Coast, and if you can envision in your mind, the Kennedy Space Center is due east of me by about 8 miles, and we really could have had it worse compared to other portions of the state. This storm, in some respects, Doug, they're referring to it as the I-4 corridor storm. Because it kind of took a track similar to I-4 areas like Lakeland. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. Lakeland, a lot of problems there. And, of course, Fort Myers Beach, Lee County in general, there have been several deaths reported there. And Orlando right now is starting to deal with the flooding in many portions of Orlando that they've never experienced before. So it the storm, the worst of it is over. But we're still receiving rain, albeit slight compared to what we did have. Now that I say that, it's coming down heavy again. But at the same time, it's going to be a problem here in the state of Florida for quite some time. All of the theme parks in Orlando are closed today, and it's questionable whether or not they're going to be open on Friday or not. They will be open by the weekend, but closed today and not sure about Friday. So that's a big blow to the area that we're not used to as well. So a lot of different situations are playing out as we speak, and a lot of people, their lives are still in danger due to the flooding in many areas that have never seen that type of water in 100 years or more. So it's been quite an adventure.
All right. So let's talk to the people who are listening to this that are in Florida. We have, I don't know, 7 or 8 stations all around the state of Florida, and people who are otherwise in harm's way, about reality, about taking things, not necessarily in stride, but taking them without and making decisions not based on fear. You're an old hand at this. You've been in Florida for decades, so you've seen these things come and go. And right. Even if you have, as you just said a few minutes ago, circumstances are different, or they're upgraded, or they're wilder than they might have been 100 years ago, that doesn't change the fact that this is part of life in Florida, life over in the panhandle. And so it seems to me it's in our best interest, it's kind of our job, to calm people down, give them the facts, tell them what's going on, how can you help yourself, or who can, and how can you be helped if you need it. But for God's sakes, this hysteria, I just feel like I have to go on the air after I watch this. God blessed these, even if you're not watching the news, in a break on a CBS show, somebody will come on for 60 seconds and talk about hurricane updates. Like it affects the lives of people watching this TV show all around the country. It doesn't. It affects the people who are in line with the storm for sure. But to work, oh my God, did you see that storm? Did you see that tree topple? Did you see the light fall down? Well, yeah. You got nothing else in your life? Aye.
There certainly, Doug, has been a lot of debate about what you're saying, that very thought over the last couple of days. A lot of criticism has been directed toward the Weather Channel and local TV stations for the way they are kind of getting people into that panic-stricken mode. I know on watching the Weather Channel yesterday, there was absolutely no reason for this particular reporter to be outside, unable to hear him because of the wind, and he had to use a stop sign to be able to even stand up, and then he had to kind of run for his life or get blown for his life, and there's just no reason for that. And I think, Doug, there'll be a lot of debate amongst our fellow men and women in the broadcasting community as to how that is handled in the future, because many think that it's a little bit out of control now.
Yeah, it sure is. All right, so pretty much this will be over. It's pretty much over now, other than, as you're suggesting, a lot of rain down in your neck of the woods. So by tomorrow, sunshine, lollipops, and roses, at least toward the end of the day. Anyway, right?
That's absolutely right. Yeah. And rainbows everywhere as this storm heads up, and it looks like South Carolina, North Carolina, and portions of Virginia may have some effects as a result of the storm getting a little bit closer to those states.
Yep. All right. So that's a good update. I guess the only other question I would have, John, has to do with FEMA. There are a lot of people who focus on FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Association, or whatever it's called, agency. Americans sometimes forget that when everything is gone, they're supposed to be able to depend on FEMA. How well did they respond in this circumstance?
Doug, I think FEMA has done a good job. They've been responsive. They have been here with boots on the ground, ready to go, ready to assist people, and there is no criticism, really, of the job that FEMA is doing here in the state of Florida. They're doing a good job.
Yeah. All right, so that's good. And, yeah. You know, because we go back to the time, when George Bush was president, when they pretty much fumbled and bumbled everything. And then you look around and you see, you know, under the circumstances, every administration has its strong points and weak points. I noticed, just as an aside, has nothing to do with the storm, that Biden is going to shake up his economic team. The Treasury Secretary, looks like Janet Yellen, a bunch of other people are going to get booted because Biden, or probably not Biden, but somebody is reading the tea leaves that the public doesn't like the way they're responding to what's going on economically. So, you know, it's the open and closing door, right? The revolving door. And, I think when I look at these sorts of things, you'd like to just be able to depend, and I'm being philosophical now with you. You and I know each other well. We've had these conversations on the air, off the air, about what you really should expect from government and what you should be able to do on your own. And I think that we're just in the business of FEMA, anything, any government agency, people become dependent on them. What you're doing is you're setting yourself up for disappointment. That's kind of what it is, right? You got to take care of yourself.
Right. That's very true. That's why with the government, my expectations are low, so therefore I'm not disappointed.
You're not disappointed. Good for you. All right, John, thank you. John Harper here from WMEL, the Space Coast, with the update on the hurricane. It's 18 after.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon Pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
The findings from this large-scale prospective cohort study suggest a potential direct association between higher artificial sweetener consumption, especially aspartame and sucralose, and increased cardiovascular disease risk. Artificial sweeteners are present in thousands of food and beverage brands worldwide.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 at the hour. It is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and I looking at those who are having a little problem in their marriage. I guess we can start with Tom Brady and Giselle. They have grown apart. No cheating, no trouble. They just have grown apart, according to some sources anyway, Jay. No accusation of cheating on either side.
Sources said there's been a couple family vacations where they went together, but then he had to go back to training or something, and she had the kids. And then when he missed those days at training camp, when everybody was like, "What's going on?" he was on vacation with the kids, along with his kids, while she was. I mean, she's seven. Now's the time that she's focusing on her career again. Her kids are getting older, and good for her.
And he's focusing on his career. And listen. As they say, nothing lasts forever, and maybe he'll go back to Bridget Moynihan. Who knows? So anyway, there's the end of that. And then
I'm good.
You said what?
Bridget Moynihan is like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah. Okay, so then there's the story of Marjorie Taylor Greene and her husband. We'll talk about that after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, "Man, you got a memory like an elephant." It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on the clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so we were talking earlier about the fact that Mackenzie Scott has filed for divorce from her husband of less than 2 years. There must be an epidemic in the... Although, there's no word that there's a divorce pending. They're just separated, but that's usually the first step in a divorce, right? Tom Brady and his wife.
Sometimes there's that trial separation, then they find their way back. And a lot of times there is the divorce proceedings, and then they call off the divorce.
Happens. Okay, so here's Marjorie Taylor Greene's husband, Perry Greene, saying he's had enough of her and enough of this. Filed for divorce yesterday because the parties the financial style, everything is broken up, apparently. He said in the filing, the marriage is irretrievably broken. And then he wants to have the assets and stuff equitably split. They actually have been separated for quite a while, it would seem. She's rumored to be involved with somebody else. As a matter of fact, when they were on the road, Gately, wasn't that this? What's that congressman's name? Gately, I think it's. Is it?
Gates?
No.
Or somebody else?
Gately. Yeah. Anyway, supposedly she was hanging around with him. But anyway, so they are in a triumvirate, the three divorces of the day here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're speaking another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 biggie bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus, four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5. That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that biggie bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. One of the things that's so great is the various things that can help you as you're going through the process, like the weight loss guide that you have, all the tips and information, because everybody's body is different.
Exactly. And, you know, you're right. If you go on our website, we've got a resources tab you can click on, and we've got a ton of completely free, 100% free resources. Like Doug was saying, we've got weight loss guides. We've got how to balance your gut for health, longevity, and weight loss.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Ian weakened into a Category 1 hurricane late Wednesday, but officials say it remains a dangerous storm as waters begin to recede in some areas. The National Hurricane Center said Ian is heading towards Florida's northeast Atlantic coast. Governor Ron DeSantis.
It's been that surge that has been the biggest issue. In some areas, we think it's hit 12 feet.
2.5 million homes are without power this hour in the state of Florida. The DEA announced it has confiscated more than 36 million lethal doses of the drug fentanyl in multiple states over a 5-month period. The drug busts were part of the DEA's One Pill Can Kill initiative. In baseball, Yankees outfielder Aaron Judge hit his 61st home run of the season on Wednesday night, tying the longtime American League record set by Roger Maris back in 1961. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
This fellow who had cancer from Ohio, he beat the cancer, not for the first time, not for the second time, but for the third time. He walked a marathon inside the hospital where he was being treated for cancer. So he walked 26 miles inside the UC Medical Center in Cincinnati.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcast.
Now 34 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Virgin Atlantic has announced that they are going to institute a new uniform policy for their employees. It's a non-gender policy reflecting the diversity of the workforce. So what is everybody wears pants? What is a non-gender uniform?
So they have the different types of the uniforms that people can already pick from, or they're assigned a certain portion of these uniforms that they can pick from, and they've pretty much opened it up. Whatever uniform you want to wear, as long as it's within the rights. So skirts, pants, dresses, it's free for all. You can pick whatever you feel most comfortable and how you feel like you identify.
You know, it's very interesting. Richard Branson, I've interviewed him a couple of times, find him a very interesting fellow, one of the most progressive thinkers and one of the most inspirational people, I think, that run a business, and he's hands-on. So that's I think he sets a good tone. Good for him. If that's the way he thinks it ought to be, then it's his company. It ought to be that way. Speaking of things being the way they ought to be,
and who's running what company. One of the people in the finance business that I have the most respect for, a fellow who has done a television program talking to others about what makes them tick. A man who's written a book on investing. Matter of fact, the book is called How to Invest Masters on the Craft. The author is a best-selling New York Times author. He's contributed greatly to the national discussion, especially when it comes to money matters. So I'm happy to bring David Rubenstein back on the program to talk about investing, maybe a few other things. David, thanks for coming back. How are you doing?
Okay.
That's good.
Fine. Thank you for having me.
Well, I think there are a lot of people who are talking about investing. They're talking about the economy. They're talking about what Biden ought to do. You're in a circle that's pretty close to what goes on. So if you care to spend a minute or two observing the current team and whether you think there should be a shakeup, is Biden going down the right course with his people? We do have sort of a slowdown. I don't know if we want to call it a recession. What do you call the current economic situation? How would you use a word or two to describe it?
I don't think we're in a technical recession yet, but I think many people in the financial world think that a recession is more likely than not in the next, couple quarters, but it's unclear yet if that will actually happen.
And how severe it might be, right? There are always these people who want to put a spin on things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably
so,
not as severe as the Great Recession of 2007-08.
No, good. Hopefully. So let's see what we can do without that. So under the circumstances in those situations, the book that you have written, How to Invest, Masters on the Craft, you talk to a lot of people who have had very great, good experiences, great experiences, so that folks can learn from them. I was interested in Sam Zell, who was somebody that I was connected to because he was sort of connected in part in the radio investment business. But you have a lot of other people that you talk to. And I think it's great to be able to get people's points of view, but I want to kind of know yours. How did you learn? You know, you've been at this for a long time, been very successful, highly regarded. So how did you learn?
Well, by osmosis a bit. I'm trained as a lawyer, but I started Carlyle, one of the largest private equity firms in the world now, about 35 years ago. And I've sat through several thousand investment committee meetings, made some good and bad decisions, and I learned a lot by sitting around really smart investment committee members learning. And I've also talked to and interviewed many great investors, and many of them are in this book. So you learn by osmosis and by hanging around people that really know what they're doing.
And so of that, but people could turn around and say, okay, I can learn from you as well, David, because you have been good at it. Explain a little bit, as when you start something like the Carlyle Group, what do you have to do? Who do you have to know?
Well, in the beginning, like any business, you basically know a few people and relatives and friends, and you build concentric circles. You get to know more and more people and learn more and more from them. In this book, I'm trying to explain to people how the great investors work, but nobody reading this book is going to become a great investor overnight. That takes decades of work, but it is designed to give people some insights about how they manage their money in a responsible and prudent way, and gives them tips and also for ideas for people that want to get into the investment business as a career, how they might be able to do so.
How is that career at the moment? What are the opportunities like?
Investment career is a great career if you are interested in making money. That's what the business is about for your investors and for yourself. Hopefully you'll give away a lot of the money in philanthropy, but it's clearly a business which is focused on making more money than you had before.
So in terms of the individual who's looking for somebody, if they're not doing it themselves, they look for someone to help them. You get these...
Right.
Last night, as a matter of fact, in the mail, I got an invitation to go have dinner at a local restaurant so I could listen to a story about investment strategy. And so I'm thinking,
well,
if I go to those things, I want to make sure the guy's driving a Mercedes or some expensive car, and I want him to have done well before I throw money at him. Is that something too simple, or does that make sense?
Well, I think you... Hopefully the food will be good and as an inducement to actually go. Whether you'll learn that much there, I don't know. But when you're investing with somebody, you've got to look at their track record, their ability to attract good and young investors, who the other investors are, what the fees are, what the likely returns are, many different things. Many people that have a career, as you have a career, spend an enormous amount of time in that career and they become really good at it. But when they have money, they kind of don't spend as much time managing the money as they do their own career. And my point is, you should spend a fair amount of time learning what you're doing with your money, because in the end, that money is going to be important for your retirement or for your children's education and so forth.
Not everybody is the same, nor do we all have the same goals. So how do you ferret that out?
Well, everybody doesn't have to be a great investor or even want to be in the investment business, but I think most people have responsibility to kind of manage their financial affairs in a reasonably prudent way, and also to make certain that their children or others dependent on them have enough resources to do what you might want them to be able to do. So I think you should just be cautious and have not unrealistic expectations. Don't treat it like a gambling kind of situation where you actually don't know what you're doing and the odds are against you. Go into something where your odds are in for your favor, you know what you're doing, you have reasonable information, and you're very carefully watching what is going on and knowing what the fees are.
Isn't it different for people who have different needs and expectations? Or, you know, we've been talking this morning about the lady that was married to Bezos. She's getting divorced again. She has all this money. One wonders whether she had hopefully good advice. A lot of people today, the nouveau riche, come by money the easy way, and then they don't quite know what to do with it. But then there are people who have worked hard all their lives, and they get $500,000, and they want to retire. So it's a kind of a different strategy depending on how much money you have, is it not?
Well, if you're in your 20s, you can take risks. If you're in your 70s or 80s, probably shouldn't take as big a risk. It depends on your situation. Do you need current income? Can you afford to wait for capital appreciation? How much money do you otherwise have? How much can you put at risk? There are many different situations. No one situation is the same, but there are certain rules that everybody should follow, like knowing what you're doing, reading, making sure you know the fees, making sure that the people you're investing with have responsible reputations, things like that, that people should really check into before they just give somebody their money.
Do you, in the interviews that you've done in the book that we're talking about, How to Invest, Masters on the Craft, these masters that you spoke to, did you ask them all the same sort of questions, and did they give you, because they're all high visibility, high net worth people, do you take the same sort of thing away from them, or did they get to basics like you've been espousing here?
Well, they have certain, I did ask similar questions. I always like to find people's about people's background, and they all tend to come from blue collar or middle class backgrounds. Very few, if any, come from very wealthy backgrounds. They tend to be hardworking, very smart, good in school, pretty good at math, like to make the final decision, enormously intellectually curious, and I think they're willing to admit mistakes when they make them and move on. And they also tend to be fairly philanthropic because they make a fair amount of money and want to give it away.
You know, one of the things that I take away from this book, you said something, they come from sort of blue-collar backgrounds. The average person who looks at somebody that, you know, any number of people that are profiled here, there's a certain resentment for people who have been successful, especially if, I don't know, I find it bothers me a lot. I talk about it a lot on the air, frankly, when people want to tax the rich, and they don't seem to understand how the system works. Without these people, there are no investors to build companies, and there are no jobs if there aren't any companies. So what do you say to somebody who says, well, look at that guy, look at all the money he's got, why can't I have some of that?
Well, of course, some people are born with a lot of money, but most people who have money have generally tended to work for it, and they appreciate the difficulty of getting it. I think this country was built on entrepreneurial activity and built on people building good companies and employing lots of people. And I think Soak the Rich campaign usually doesn't work and lasts very long. In the end, you're going to drive away people from this country who want to be entrepreneurs. Right now, we're often attracting people to come here who want to build companies because in other countries that they live in, are not as attractive. So it's a very, very friendly country towards entrepreneurs if you don't do certain, you know, foolish things.
Well, there's the resentment that has come for immigrants. We have a strange immigration policy where we seem to be encouraging people to come who may not contribute much, and then we don't seem to be encouraging people to come who can contribute something.
Well, the immigration policy in this country is very challenging, I would say. Yes, a lot of the most talented people in the world who want to come here sometimes have difficulties doing it, and a lot of good students who come here from overseas have a hard time staying here, and yet we have borders that are somewhat loose. So I don't have a solution for that problem, but there's no doubt that this country was helped enormously by immigrants coming from abroad who helped build some of the great companies we have and become great investors themselves.
Well, we are all immigrants in a manner of speaking. We come from immigrant
right.
families. If you look back over the history of the country and look at some of the things that were done by various, you know, whether it was the railroads, the Industrial Revolution, is a fascinating thing to study. I'm sure you have over the course
yes.
of your...
Well, look, right now, in the venture capital world in Silicon Valley, where a lot of great companies, many of them are led by immigrants. I think almost a third of the companies in Silicon Valley are now led by people who are immigrants, and many of them will come from India or China.
Yeah.
And I think that's actually a good thing to do, to encourage these people to come here and give their skills to this country.
But we don't, we have a resentment toward some of those
right.
folks and people coming from other places that's deep-seated with
well, yes.
Some.
Resentment against wealthy people is as long as history exists. And resentment against foreigners also is true. It's happened for throughout our country's history. We've had legislation that barred a lot of people from other overseas countries, particularly Asia, from coming here. Hopefully we've gotten through some of that, but there's a lot of challenges in our immigration policy for sure.
David, good to have you here. Thank you. I appreciate the input. The book is called How to Invest, Masters on the Craft. David Rubenstein here on Good Day at 48 past the hour.
I'm Mariah Hopperman. September marks the start of our routines, and whether you're back to traveling, sitting on a soccer field, or just running from one place to the next, it's important to keep your eyes safe and your vision clear. Optometrist Dr. Ina Lazar explains you can do.
We all know what a pain it can be trying to see our phone screens when we're outside. But no more. The Foster Grand Polarized for Digital Devices Sunglasses Collection was created to do away with that frustration while keeping eyes safe with UVA and UVB protection.
And eyewear should have form and function.
Some readers and their cases can be more bulky and could prevent you from taking them around. Fortunately, there are now sleek options like the Foster Grand Super Flat readers that are no thicker than an iPhone, taking up less room in the pocket or purse while still providing the reading magnification you need.
Keep your eyes safe and your vision clear with affordable, innovative solutions from Foster Grand. For more information, visit fostergrand.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at TreatCV19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
Croissant for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms and conditions.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Not much in the way of mistaking that theme. 53 after the hour, it's Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Movie Moments, Chuck Curry is here with JME to go through some tidbit, like maybe there's going to be another Beverly Hills Cop movie. Let's hope so. Yes? If it's, well, you keep saying if there's a good script.
Netflix is currently filming it, and they just announced yesterday that Kevin Bacon has been added to the cast. His storyline's being kept top secret, under wraps. But Eddie Murphy returning is Axel Foley. Actually, the title of the film, Doug, is Beverly Hills Cop, Axel Foley, not calling it Beverly Hills Cop. 5, and all the original cast mostly is returning. Judge Reinhold, John Astin, Paul Reiser, Bronson
Pinchot. Cool.
Really good. And then Joseph Gordon-Levitt, really good actor, popular, is also
in. Reiser, have you... Remember, we were talking about Reiser last year when I first saw the Kominsky Method and how... You can't recognize this guy. Reiser used to have a toupee when he was on the romantic comedies. And he's gotten really fat, overweight, has long ponytail and no hair. It's hard to realize it's the same.
I didn't know he had no hair. Okay.
Yeah.
Paul Reiser in 1986 actually was a great villain in James Cameron's masterpiece, Aliens, with Sigourney Weaver, played a great villain. He was awesome in that movie. He's really good.
Yeah, okay. All right, so the next Star Trek movie has been removed from the calendar. Why would that be?
I don't... because it had a director attached, and then he left the project to direct Marvel's Fantastic Four movie. So, not that it won't be made, but it's not going to be made, they think, on time to be on their schedule for 2000.
So the same people would be in that movie, too, like Chris Pine and Zachary Quinto and Simon
Pegg. The whole reboot cast is back, which I think is an excellent reboot cast. I mean,
it's
interesting because when Chris Pine speaks, it almost feels like he has the voice mannerisms of William Shatner. So he was actually perfect.
That's what
you want. Zachary Quinto as Spock. It's a really good cast.
Apparently, Tom Hanks has written a novel inspired by his Hollywood experiences. Did you see that?
I did. Yeah. I mean, you know, people are making a big deal of it. I think that he's speaking a little bit tongue-in-cheek. That one he said, which I completely agree, making a movie and when it turns out really good is some form of a miracle or magic. It is, because so many get it wrong. I mean, to make a movie that stands the test of time is very, very hard. So he said basically, I think I made like 4 good movies. I mean, and people are trying to take what he said to a literal stance, which is a little ridiculous, because obviously Tom Hanks has made a lot more than 4 good movies.
A lot of good movies.
This guy's an iconic. Everything he attaches himself to is at least good. Some have been great.
But
a lot more than 4, Doug.
Lily James says she was a wreck after living in character as Pamela Anderson while doing that movie.
I can't speak for that, can you?
What? Whether she was...
Maybe she was a wreck, maybe she wasn't.
Well, I mean, she's just saying that she was. She said she was unrecognizable to herself when she became Pamela Anderson.
She gave a good performance. Two things here. This day in TV history, September 29, 1976, the TV show Alice with Linda Lavin
premiered
on CBS, ran for 9 seasons. Actually, it was a really good show and very popular in its day. That had a good cast.
Yeah, that was a good Linda Lavin. She's still around. You see her once in a while and stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, I know she played on The O.C., she was on that show. She played the mother of Peter Gallagher on that show. It was about 10 years ago. I haven't seen her recently, but I believe she's still around. And also, this day in history in general, 1995, Doug, the O.J. Simpson trial, the verdict went to jury. And boy, a lot of eyeballs were on TV sets back this day in 1995. Really, it altered TV. It altered history. This trial completely altered the way we live now in social media, not a doubt in my mind.
So the movies about it that were, the movies were, wasn't Cuba Gooding
played?
Well,
they did Ryan Murphy did the People vs. O.J. Simpson on the FX channel. That was a miniseries, it did 10 episodes. It was excellent, excellent TV.
You wonder about guys, could O.J. ever come back as an actor?
Oh.
Likely, but, you know, he's pretty much, you say that about all of these guys.
That would be a zero chance.
Yes, zero-sum chance. All right, Chucker, I know there is 100% chance you'll be back tomorrow.
I will.
We'll talk about the movies that will be on hand for the weekend as we continue to pursue much info in this department as we can. It's 59 past the hour.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.